It's like we got another show to do.
Great. Let's get it over with.
The question isn't what are we going to do, the question is what aren't we going to do.
Well, one thing we're going to do is jump immediately on our phones and check out, like Brian just did.
Hello, everybody.
I was looking up stuff for the movie. Welcome. Once again, stop derailing the show.
No, that is not your thing.
Welcome to the Brian and Scott podcast.
Scott takes it over now. There we go, Scott.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Aaron threw a temper tantrum earlier and said that only Scott and I could do the show.
All right.
He said he was going to go downstairs.
So this is the one show Scott and Brian podcast. Enjoy.
We're going to fucking fly with it here.
Yeah.
We're just going to watch cat videos and fucking...
Guys stick a knife in knives and toasters. So yeah. It's going to be a great time.
Uh-huh. Throwing scissors.
So bad. What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything. I'm letting you guys do your thing.
All right, let's get on with the show for real. Oh, there we go, Scott.
Do we need to get on with the show?
That's
a
good
for
sound
real
effect.
So, yeah. You guys don't want to do the intro? I'll do it. Calm down. I love making you mad, dude. It's so great.
It's so frustrating.
I'm tired of you.
And then he mocks, like I said, he's a fucking 7-year-old. He's a 2-bit joke. You got nothing.
So to bring everybody in full speed here, we had a little text conversation today. And
that's also one of the things I was pulling up, Aaron. So we can...
Oh, right. I'm sure you were pulling up two things. I'm sure. Yeah, it's up on your phone now because it takes two fucking fingers to click it.
It doesn't really matter.
Do you want me to do the introduction, or do you want to fucking keep being a Brian?
Do you
want to
do it?
Well,
Scott
I'm trying.
Was saying something earlier.
No, he did Brian and Scott. If you guys want to do that, that's totally fine.
No, Scott was going with something, and then you interrupted
yeah,
him.
Yeah, because, I mean, you guys can do it. You do your bit.
That's not what we're talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, it's been a week.
It's been
welcome
a week
to the Sick and Bite podcast. I'm Aaron.
I'm Brian.
And Scott.
And you can always... contact us at sickinvitepodcast@gmail.com and find us on Facebook at Sick Invite Podcast, which we just put up the Riblet video this week. So if you haven't seen it yet, go over there and take a look.
And subscribe.
Yes, subscribe
to
like,
our
share.
YouTube channel. Because we'll post lots of pointless, stupid fucking videos that will fill the voids of your days.
It's funny to me.
There's a lot better videos on YouTube, I'm sure. But
yes, and Brian, right on cue, with talking about how much you suck.
But I mean, can it be any worse watching Aaron eat riblets than watching people pop fucking pimples?
Nope.
I mean,
no, probably not.
So I mean, we got to have something going.
Yeah, we'll get something cool out there pretty soon.
Like what?
I don't know. We'll
think come on, if you're gonna promise him something cool,
maybe we should. Like wax Aaron's fucking chest.
No,
oh my god!
Why
yes.
does it have to be me?
Because you're funny.
How about we wax you're fucking hairy. We'll wax you.
We're all hairy.
We'll give
me.
Aaron.
We're all men.
We'll give Aaron the Brazilian.
I'm not hairy
on camera.
Who has to do his taint?
I don't know. We'll have to fucking flip for that shit.
We'll have Kim do it.
I'm not hairy.
And Scott and I will video and commentate on it.
I think we should shave your guys' beards on video. That would make me happy.
If we okay,
this shit ain't fucking going anywhere.
Nope.
Scott, what would it take for you to shave your beard? Because I would do it for 20
emails. Jinx, you and me, coat.
There you go.
Well, there you go. You did it for fucking 20 emails.
No, you'll do
no,
it for 20
that's what
I'm
asking.
Emails.
What would you do?
I have a fucking... Brian has probably, what? A month's fucking
this is a month
growth?
This is a month. A
I've
month
got
and a half, probably.
Like, well over, like, a fucking year and a half worth of fucking mane on my face.
You'll have to make sacrifices.
The smell of fucking pheromones just radiates from this motherfucker.
No, that's old
it's
cheese.
You always get it in everything when you're eating.
It's one of those things that...
He does
I'm
look
just,
like a toddler when he eats because it's all just dripping down his
I'm
beard.
Just not ready to fucking give this thing up yet.
Well, but what would it take?
I have to do Kylo
like,
Ren challenge for only 5. You have to shave your
all
beard
All you do is hike
50.
Some fucking pants up to your titties, dude.
But I don't want to
do it. Doesn't
do
involve
it.
Like...
I don't want
to
do it.
That'd be like me saying...
And
you
then
have,
it's
you have
online
to get a fucking,
forever.
That'd be like me saying you have to get a permanent fucking tattoo that you...
Well, I mean, honestly, Aaron would be like, yeah, let's do that right now. He wouldn't care.
Which he went with a tattoo.
Let's get Aaron's fucking navel pierced or some shit.
No.
Exactly.
No, dude, it's not the same.
Dude, this took me a
you
long
can,
time.
You can grow it back?
Man, this took me a long time.
50 emails, and he will shave his beard.
We'll
fucking hold him down and shave it. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have drugs.
Look,
we probably,
like, if I'm doing
something.
Shit,
like, I was
going to
say,
Riblets
I was like, I think I can fucking take both of you.
Okay. Probably.
That's okay. I have handcuffs, so...
And a gun. Also, maybe we shouldn't like force Scott.
No, we're gonna force him.
Shave his beard. We're like pointing a gun in his head, like, you better do it.
I will fucking film that shit too.
So what do you mean? That's the whole point. We're gonna put it on YouTube.
Evidence.
Yeah, or evidence.
I would say let's wait till we get at least 500 listeners to even think about shaving Scott's beard.
Maybe we have 500.
Maybe
listeners.
One day I'll entertain.
Well, I mean, we don't. Because right now we have like 3 emails, so
maybe they don't want to see my fat titties online.
Oh no, we got an email that said, "Aaron, show them titties."
That was a friend of the show.
Right, he listens to the show,
and I know
he said,
him.
Show them titties.
Show
them titties.
How many emails are we up to?
3.
There's 3. Technically 4.
End of January.
But Aaron has to be selective on which.
No, I'm not selective, but the person has to listen to the fucking show. Okay. Otherwise,
how are you going to filter that out when we post shit on fucking social media?
Well, that's just because I know the people that are sending in the emails. So as soon as we get somebody that I don't know, which is apparently one we don't know, which I still think it's you, then
yes, I am. I am Estevan.
There's nobody named Estevan listening to the show.
Right,
we're way too racist for Estevan.
No, apparently all the fucking. The fucking Indians listening to us.
Yeah,
right?
But they're not named Estevan. They're named.
Who knows, man? I don't know what the fuck.
Woman of Elk. I don't know what they're. Or with. Something. What? You know, like I just saw Hostiles the other night, and the girl's name was Elk Woman.
That was like her birth name.
Yeah, she was an Indian.
I didn't know that.
Like
was really
1867, fucking Indian.
Oh, okay.
Aaron's Indian name is like swims with eagles.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Eats riblets.
Eats lots of riblets with bulls.
Anyways, guys, you brought us a IPA, Brian. What did you bring us?
This week, so for the beer of the week, I brought the Alphadelic IPA by Hot Valley Brewing Company. It's an India Pale Ale. I thought the can was cool. I've never seen the beer before.
Honestly,
we'll get to that later.
Wait for our
Please
reviews until the end.
The lead.
No, so, you know, because we all know you're... wants to be a control freak. I was just wanted to say
control
that
freak.
Isn't that really the only reason that we fucking get the beers?
Is
because
the
of how the fucking
cool.
cans or bottles look or the
yeah,
packaging.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually,
that's true. Well, yeah. Also, if it says like
no,
I don't know. If it says something, if it's
cool.
a beer, if it's a fruity beer, I won't get it.
Yeah.
So
see, motherfucker, I wasn't gonna say shit about the beer. I was just mainly make the fucking point that we fucking pick shit out because the fucking cans look cool or because it's got a name like Old Chub.
Yeah, Old Chub.
I'm not being a control freak. I just
Chub.
Want to save the segments for where they fall. Otherwise, if you sit here at the beginning of the show and you're like, this beer sucks, then no one cares what you say at the end of the show.
Everybody cares what I say. No. That's why they listen.
No, they don't. Because if they did, they'd send emails.
Hence, they don't care.
This next segment, I don't know anything about it, so you guys are
even though we you know we've talked about it over
no
you know,
we have no we have talked about it twice.
Yeah, that should be enough.
I don't know
for
how
to
set
least...
this up.
So the segment we want to do, Aaron's a very angry person.
I'm not that angry. I'm actually very
he
nice.
Gets.
I'd give you the shirt off my back.
Yeah, whatever. After you fucking punch him and call him racial slurs.
Oh, no.
That means nothing. If you want to derail the show, I mean, keep going. But the segment we were talking about is Aaron's Rage of the Week, which Aaron talks about the instance of that week where he was the most rageful and freaked out on somebody or did something.
Well, I think it kind of stemmed from because Aaron is online. Aaron is like, if you can imagine, like you're like a 14-year-old girl who's
in.
On social media mm-hmm. all the time and never looks up from her phone.
Yeah.
That's kind of Aaron.
Yeah, he's just got 34
fucking,
years of hate behind him.
He's
so.
In every fucking group. He knows everything going on online, and he constantly talks about it. And he's always talking about who he pissed off.
Yeah, he's like, I did this great comment.
Who he asked to fucking buy a couch from on fucking online.
Yeah,
But that doesn't make me mad to ask them to buy a
couch.
No,
he's
giving
an
example.
It pisses people off is where it ultimately goes.
Which is what your ultimate goal in life
Every
is.
Fucking story usually ends up with either somebody fucking blocking Aaron, somebody banning him from a fucking group, or just being righteously fucking pissed.
And for Aaron, when he sees that block button, that's like porn for him.
Oh,
he just gets,
I get really upset.
Pants screaming.
He gets so excited because he knows he affected that person's day, and that's what makes him happy, is that he made somebody unhappy.
So that's kind of where the idea of
I'm making you both unhappy right now.
The bit came from was like we would just talk about who Aaron pissed off because a lot of times it's funny and it's fucking interesting to listen to.
That's fine. So
do you have something this week?
Yeah.
Because I get online and I fucking start typing rebuttals to shit and then I just go, fuck, I don't want the notifications and I just delete it.
You can always turn the notifications off.
It doesn't work sometimes, dude.
It always
I turn shit
unless
off.
Unless they
and
tag you in the thing.
And then I still get fucking like notifications and I'm just like.
You don't know how to Facebook.
So I'll go on and like. Sometimes, like, just post shit in groups that I'm not involved in because I'm not going to, like, name any fucking names and get political here. But
you're pretty tame, though.
I'll say shit, and then all of a sudden, everybody fucking, it's like pitchforks, and they come after you, and they start calling you fucking names, and they start saying shit. So,
but
to me, it's not fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't like that, though.
But
Aaron
loves
that.
Well, I have some bad news. I mean, I do have a Rage of the Week that doesn't even involve online. But
this is real life.
Yeah.
Real life, online Rage. It's all same.
I realized today that I was in 302 Facebook groups. And
oh,
that,
holy shit.
And that my feed was none of my friends. Like, I don't know what's going on in my friends' lives.
That's exactly why I deleted half the shit that I did. Cause
so I brought it down to, like, 25 groups today, dude. I left every group.
He'll add them all. Like,
no, I really won't because...
It's like I found some new ones.
I don't even know what their names were.
It'd be like checking in on the old ex-girlfriend. You know? He's going
to
go to that group and be like,
Aaron loves to do.
He's like, oh, fuck, I got to get back.
I did it
group.
Once and I almost died, so I'll never do it again. That's funny that you bring that up, though, because I did, I didn't get banned, but man, I pissed this guy off yesterday in this. There's this group called Let People Hate Things, and
which I had to block.
That's fine. Whatever,
oh, I did
dude.
Too.
Because
it
was
first day.
So Aaron adds me to this group.
It
just
evens out if you let it go for a minute.
Yeah, and it was just fucking every fucking post in my Facebook was that fucking group, and I was just like, I can't fucking do this,
it
man.
Was too much.
I can't fucking deal with it, man. I'm like, I'm not even seeing my fucking normal life shit, dude.
Yeah.
It's like
that's why I had to delete all the groups today. But usually when you join a group that's really active, you're not, both of you are idiots when it comes to Facebook, so you don't understand this. If you join a group that's really active, the first like hour, it's just going to be posts from them, and then your Facebook kind of settles.
I didn't want to wait.
I know. I'm just letting you know how
it works. Honestly didn't care. The stuff, the information that was on there was not that interesting, and I was like, yeah, I don't need this in my life.
So anyways, somebody posted like it was a meme, and it's like a video of this runner going through the forest, and then on the bottom of the meme, it was three bottles dropping, and on the side, on the top, it said, lifelong depression is cured with this, not these. And so it was instead of pills.
Pill bottles.
Yeah.
I see. I was thinking like beer bottles.
No. So I got into it on that, but this is a boring story because I mean, I had everybody coming at me at all angles, and I was just like, oh, look at all the self-diagnosed freaks online thinking that they need pills. And, you know, of course I'm a piece of shit.
Here come all the Dr. Phil's.
No woman will ever love me, and I'll be alone for the rest of my life and blah, blah, blah. And my profile picture is me in the army because I was skinny and I refuse to post a picture of me long fat. So
Aaron is like a 14-year-old girl. He only posts the good pictures.
He's like, from up above with like just his neck
with a little fucking doggy face that they Snapchat filter.
So you guys created a segment just to make fun of me. That's fun.
No. It's we always make fun of you.
Yeah, I mean, it's constant, which we can't make fun of Aaron anymore because it's
Why?
Getting too much.
No,
I'm just
asking a question.
He cries and it just gets
to
be too much.
Question.
Because your rage is funny.
I find your online activity.
You're sitting here saying I'm fat and I don't post the bad pictures, but there's plenty of bad pictures.
I mean, we never called you fat. We said it's funny that you won't post the your overweight pictures.
Which is fat.
Because it's like, you know how girls have to get like the right angles.
Yes.
You ever seen like the profile pictures of like friends that you have?
Yes.
And every fucking picture, they look exactly the fucking same because they have to like have the certain picture from the certain side and their arm has to be on the hip and then their fucking knee has to be up. And it's like every fucking picture is the same. You could just do a cardboard cutout of this person and insert in every fucking picture they take.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm with you on that.
I mean, instead of going through all that, there were pictures where actually there's like four pictures of me online that I'm good, so I just rotate between the four. And so, yeah, but
I have Photoshop.
My real life rage stemmed from me going to buy dog food the other day. So I had to go buy dog food.
That was right before we met up on mandate.
Yeah, we had a mandate on Friday. Yeah, that's right. You weren't invited. Mm. I didn't even tag us. Weird.
I mean, Scott was working.
You were working, too.
Why don't you ever come out with us? I'm sick and white, guys.
So anyways, I went to get dog food, and I picked it up at PetSmart. And how it works here in Arizona is there's like a street before the main street, kind of like everywhere else. Do you know where, over by where Freddy's is? I think it's Hampton. I think that's the name of it. That road.
Like a little side road.
Yeah, but what's it called? It's like there's Target and Wendy's there. And like,
I think it's Hampton.
I think it is Hampton. Like, so
regardless, it's just a small through fucking street.
Right.
It's just like a couple lanes.
Yeah. And then you take a left to get onto Power Road and then come back to my house. So I get into, a lot of people don't understand this, but in Arizona we have snowbirds, and they actually make it more dangerous to drive than any other place in the world.
I mean, because they drive like shit.
They're terribly slow drivers. So I'm trying to catch the light, and I notice that it's, you know, it's going to yellow as I'm trying to take a left. And there's a guy behind me who's kind of up on my ass, but he flies around to the secondary lane, and as he's passing me, he's staring at me. And, you know, I think all of us, when we're driving, we look over to the right or to the left to just see who's in the other car. But it's not a big thing. We're not staring at the person. We're just kind of checking our surroundings. Well, I pull up. As I get closer, I see this dude is still staring at me. So I throw up the one hand, like, what's up? Like, what's going on?
You got beef?
You know? Like, no, not even you got beef. Like, what?
Yo,
like,
you got beef, dog?
What's the issue here? Like, what's going on? So instead of, you know, rolling down the window because the line is backed up, he decides to go behind me and then go to the left of me and then pull up to my driver's side and rolls down the window. And it's...
Oh, I'd have been like, let's dance, motherfucker.
So...
Aaron was probably waiting for that, too.
No. Well, I told you what happened. So this guy rolls down the window, and I roll down the window, and he's like, what the fuck's your problem? Fuck you. And I'm like... And I just, I'm like, I'm not online. I can't get banned. It's time to fucking rock.
I mean, you could get banned, like, you know, with jail. Like, that's kind of like society.
Road rage,
ban.
Whatever. I don't care. So, but I'm ready to let my freak flag fly. And I'm like, fuck you, you piece of shit. What the fuck are you looking at? Who are you looking at? Do you want to fucking fight? Let's go fucking fight right now. I'll fucking meet you right up here at this Fry's and fucking beat your ass. And, the guy's like, fuck you, I'll follow you. And I'm like, follow me to my house, motherfucker. And he's like, fuck you.
Here's my address.
And there was a lot of other F words that I can't say.
This is where I was born.
Yeah.
He goes, there's a lot of other F words I can't say. That after he just rattled off like fucking 20 of them.
No. The different F word. The
M&M F word?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm hollering that word at this dude, and he's hollering it back at me. And I'm just... He starts following me, and I'm like, I'm ready to fucking go. Like, let's fucking do this. Like, usually I get scared, but I'm done being scared. I was so ready to fucking...
Did your rage take over, or were you just like, fuck it?
My rage had completely taken over. I was ready to fucking... I didn't even care if this guy kicked my ass. I just wanted to fucking hit him in the face. So we start going down Power, and it's about 2 miles to my house. My plan was to get home, and as he's pulling up, get inside, but not... to not fight him because my guns were inside. he wound up just pulling behind me and moving his hand like a mouth and shaking his head and then moving on.
You know,
he turned
that's,
right.
You know, he's an adult.
Right.
Which, so, granted, I was sitting there, I was talking to Aaron. I'm like, what are the chances that two Aarons find each other in the wild? Like, two people with that many anger issues.
In this
like
day and age, it's probably pretty fucking high.
Dude, I want... All I can tell you is I like, my description of the fight isn't that clear because I was so heated and I was so ready to go. I was ready to pull over in the Fry's parking lot and just fucking go with this guy.
I've had a pullover moment.
Yeah.
On the fucking freeway.
See, I've never had one of those.
Oh, this motherfucker was... He got in front of me
like, go ahead and get in front of me.
For whatever reason, he got in front of me and fucking brake checked my ass. And I threw my fucking hands up. Same thing. Like, what the fuck is your problem?
I love
dude?
Throwing my hands up. It's so,
so
fucking satisfying.
He gets
satisfying.
Over and he's like, pull the fuck over, motherfucker. And I'm like, and he's in a big black truck and I'm in a car. And I'm like,
he's like, this shows how not small my penis is.
And I'm like, let's rock, motherfucker. Pull over. So I fucking pulled over and he pulled over too. And he hops out of his fucking truck. And it's like Peter Dinklage getting out of his fucking truck. And when I got out and he saw me that I'm fucking
6'2", 6'3", ginger.
Yeah, like 240 fucking 6'3" heading for him. He's like, you need to drive more careful. And he turned around and got back like, in his fucking truck and left.
He's like, I was just going to give you some friendly advice.
it's funny. Me and Brian used to have a mutual friend named Landon, and I went to visit my parents one day, and I am notorious for throwing my hands up.
Oh, yeah.
Making you know that you're driving like a shit person. So I was coming out of where my parents' house was, and this guy like almost hit me because, of course, he had one of those big trucks. He couldn't turn. So it was my right of way, but he was turning in, and I was going to let him hit me. So I gave him the learn how to drive, you fucking piece of shit, and I kept going. The motherfucker turns around and starts following me, follows me all the way back to Landon's house. Landon comes out with his guns because I called him.
Guns?
Gun. Oh, yeah, he had one in each hand.
Oh, shit.
And he goes, I called him on the way there, and I was like, hey, dude, this dude's following me. I'm not going to go to my house. I'm going to go back. I'm going to come to you.
I'm not going to my house. I'm coming to you. Yeah,
he goes, bring it on. I pull into his driveway. Landon comes out, no shirt. And this is like, this dude's 95 pounds wet. So, like, skinny, just a skinny fucking nerdy dude, glasses, but holding two guns.
I mean, it's very intimidating when there's two guns involved.
And the guy does the same thing he did to you. He's like, I just wanted to let you know that you were being rude. And I'm like, oh, you drove 3 miles, in the other direction just to let me know I was being rude. And he's like, well, have a nice day. And, like, backs out and flies away. But, So
that's
yeah,
so funny.
But that's my Aaron rage of the week. I'm assuming you're gonna get production for that.
Well, yeah, we'll get a
production. Figure something out.
You haven't done anything, so I'm assuming you're over it.
What do you mean?
Well, we don't have Super Show Mandate production,
dude. I'm doing a lot of shit right now, man.
You know what? I'll take care of it.
No, you won't. How are you gonna get it on there?
It's literally creating an MP3. I don't think you know how computers work. It's a lovely day, but not for Aaron.
Who did he piss off? Everyone. It's just me shrugging.
Everybody. That's Aaron. Well, I hate things.
I do. Even my friends.
Yeah.
What's up?
What do you mean?
Not my topic.
Oh, what's up? God damn it, dude. I don't even know why the fuck we have these show sheets.
So
we've
got the fucking show sheets.
I was
now.
Still involved in your story.
And Aaron's just like, all right, story's done. What's up, dude?
Well, I gave us kind of an outro talking about how we'd get production for it. Gave us a little song.
You're right. I mean, it's my fault. I was
transitioning. And
being the consummate professionals that we are.
I was in Brian World. I was not. I'm sorry. That was my bad. But what I do want to talk about is the flamethrower thing
I saw that today.
You guys were posting about, because I don't know anything about it.
Okay, so Elon Musk is making affordable flamethrowers.
But why?
No one knows why. Every article I've read.
Was he just like, man, I'm a genius. This seems cool.
Maybe because he knows people will buy him.
But did he think about all the burn victims that this might offend?
I don't care. Dude,
but what's the point of, like, why would you need a flamethrower?
Why not?
Why don't you need a flamethrower?
I mean,
It's affordable to not have one. You're losing money.
$600?
$600, dude.
Fucking flamethrower. Yeah.
But how far does it throw?
Who cares?
Who gives a shit?
I mean, I could just get a lighter and a can of hairspray.
But it doesn't look like a fucking Transformers gun.
That's true.
Dude, it's $600. I can go buy a Glock right now for $600. I can buy an H&K right now
for
$600.
Yeah, pull up a video. I want to see.
$100.
I don't know if there's a video. I think it was just a picture.
It is just a picture. But
And I know you guys don't know, but like, what the fuck is his reasoning for this? He's doing space. He's fucking literally launching shit into space.
Well, he says he's going to do a lot of shit.
Well, he's like the Kevin Smith of geniuses.
Maybe he's making
Look at this.
Dude, maybe he's making the flamethrower so that when he launches shit into space, we can fight the fucking aliens we find.
So it's produced by...
we have, like, nuclear weapons and stuff, but...
Boring? It's produced by The Boring Company, which flamethrower is not by any means fucking boring.
Is that, like, the name of one of his companies? This thing looks like a fucking rifle.
It looks like a Nerf gun.
Like an assault rifle, like something you'd get in a fucking video game. Now, I didn't notice this.
Dude, look, it's got rails. You can put, attachments on it.
I know, but even check this out. The canister, dude.
It's right there.
See, when I first saw it, I thought that was just the line.
So it's like a little propane canister.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking sick.
It's a fucking... Dude.
What are you going to do I think I'm at half fucking chub right now.
I know.
Dude.
I'm going to get one. Kim is so against me getting one.
There's our next video.
But I'm telling you... No, because that's going to take forever
We're
to
just
get.
Fucking flame.
I don't even know when they go on
sale.
Honestly,
this thing will probably never come out. Like, I feel like he's so all over the place that... I don't know if this thing would ever.
I love the fucking heading though. Elon Musk's Boring Company flamethrower.
It just sounds so fucking weird. I like the fact that he calls it Boring Company. That's pretty funny.
Well, it's got to be somebody's name, like something boring or something. Boring stuff.
That is fucking cool.
It's a cool looking. It looks like the end kind of looks like a silencer. Like, oh, it almost looks like an assault rifle, like you were saying.
Like, yeah, it's like, have you ever seen those, like, the things you hook up to the propane tanks you burn your weeds with and shit?
Yeah.
And it's got that huge fucking end on it. Now, that's what it looks like.
Unfortunately, we live in Arizona, and I don't know where we would ever be able to shoot the flamethrower. Are they shooting the flamethrower at each other?
This is the fucking ad. It's like two people shooting flames.
She's flamethrowing his leg.
It looks like a fucking Nerf commercial. They're just having the greatest fucking time of their life.
Honestly,
just...
I do wish kids would play Nerf with these. Like, it would be nice.
Dude, go to The Boring Company and see if we can order it right now. I can't do it today, but...
Well, I'm sure they probably wouldn't... Would they charge you beforehand, or would they wait
to because...
Ship?
Dude, it pops right up, too.
Or is it like a GoFundMe type thing?
No, because...
A flamethrower. Buy an overpriced... What does it fucking say?
What if this is a bit?
Pre-order, dude. Holy shit.
The Boring Company flamethrower.
$500?
It's only $500.
Online, you can get it $100 off.
Holy shit, dude.
Guaranteed to liven up any party.
Yeah, I'm sure.
World's safest flamethrower.
Scott's like, I'm cooking steaks.
How do you fucking, as a company, market it as the world's safest flamethrower?
Just out of curiosity, just hit the pre-order tab. I just want to see. Holy
shit.
It
goes to a cart, dude.
Now to go to checkout.
Now put in your credit card number.
As it just hooks up to my fucking PayPal and shit. Thanks for your order. Oh, fuck.
Oh, there is a PayPal.
It does go right to PayPal.
Holy shit. But see, here's what I'm wondering. It is technically a weapon, so wouldn't it have to go through like an FLA or whatever?
I don't know.
It's not a firearm.
It's not like a firearm. Well, I mean, granted, that's like the definition of a firearm.
Technically, it's a firearm, yes.
But I don't know. That's a really good question.
I want this thing so bad.
I don't know why.
Fire
extinguisher sold separately. Because you can buy propane shit online. Like, that's fine. You can buy like little propane canisters.
Well, how is this any different, though, than that thing you buy to fucking scorch your weeds? It's not.
Maybe it's not.
It just looks like a fucking gun.
Ooh.
But it's a fucking weed blower,
what's
dude.
What's the point?
Dude, I'd be out blowing my fucking weeds in the front yard with that. Hey, Fred, what's up?
This guy's blowing his weeds.
This guy likes to blow weeds.
Taxes and shipping will be added.
Oh, see.
Additional custom fees. Let's see.
On international orders. I don't know about this, man. This seems like it's going to cause a lot of
Before shipping, aspiring flamethrower aficionados will be sent a terms and conditions rhyme for review and acceptance.
Hmm.
I hope Kim doesn't leave me for buying this, but I'm getting it.
You're going to buy it.
Oh,
dude, are you going to pre-order it
tonight? It's almost like this was written by us.
$500 right
dude,
now.
There's a fucking video.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we're going to
play
the video.
Oh!
Yeah, that's not that. It's still pretty cool.
It's the same little snippet of the two people that we saw, and they're just blowing flames.
Blowing flame.
Which is fine by me.
Are you
going
to buy one?
What?
You going to buy one?
I kind of want to.
That's a good 3 feet of flame.
Like,
yeah.
Imagine the next 4th of July party.
Hell yeah, dude.
May not be used on Boring Company decorative lacquered bay hills or Boring Company dockside.
Dude, I feel like this is a bit.
Right?
That's what it seems like.
Boring?
You can order a fire extinguisher for $30.
Dude, this is a joke. This has got to be a joke.
No, it's not. Buy an overpriced Boring Company fire extinguisher. You can definitely buy one for less elsewhere. But this one comes with a cool sticker on the button.
The button is conveniently right above.
What the fuck?
Dude, this is a bit. Like, no. Maybe he just doesn't realize that April Fool's is in fucking April.
This is the only thing they sell. It's like their links are home, jobs. FAQs, jobs, media,
do the
feedback,
FAQs. We've totally got off the rails on this episode.
I mean, but who doesn't love a good flamethrower?
Like, this is so weird.
Why tunnels? To alleviate traffic, transportation corridors. Dude, I feel like we just found like a viral site or something.
Dude, this is so weird. Like, now he's talking about the Hyperloop.
What is tunnels? Currently, is that what it is?
He's talking about the Hyperloop.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
Which, that makes sense.
They're talking about tunneling for his fucking... This must be his, like, his company.
What about earthquakes? Is there disruptive? Okay, I don't care about that. I just want to know about the flamethrower, dude.
I was just seeing if there was.
But this doesn't make any sense.
Which projects are in the works?
The flamethrower thing has got to be a bit.
No,
it's got to be.
It's $500. I'm going to buy it, dude.
But honestly, I mean, it looks like something that like we would fucking put together with a little bit of fucking tongue in cheek kind of funniness.
No, this thing looks fucking legit. It looks like a weapon.
I want it.
It looks like a Nerf gun that you made very violent.
It does. It just looks like one of those cool
Like I said, but it's got a good paint job. I don't know, man.
Like a fucking Halo.
I just need it. I need it in my house. Just sitting there in my house.
Just over the couch.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell Kim beforehand?
Yes, dude.
Are you inviting Marcy and Steve over? Hey, Marcy and Steve. That's the flamethrower.
Well, she thinks.
See, this one is, I didn't notice this, is the tank's on top.
Yeah, she says that the only reason I wanted is to show off my friends online. But, I mean, yeah.
Well, I mean.
But look at it. It's Who wouldn't want to fucking show? That thing is sick.
Honestly, though.
You can probably go online and go on YouTube and find.
Honestly, I think we could make one of these.
Dude, go on. Yeah, I was just going to say, go on YouTube and find how to make your own flamethrower.
No, I just go down. I'll go down to Harbor Freight and get that fucking. Fucking propane thing. Yeah. We'll make our own fucking guns.
Okay. And probably
we will put it out before fucking Elon Musk does.
Yeah, we're like, oh, it's the not boring company.
Go to sickinvitepodcast.com where you can pre-order your flamethrower now for $499.
Yeah, we're going to undercut them. Buy a dollar.
Buy $1.
Holy crap. Anyways, guys. Yeah,
that got off topic really quick.
Did you want to talk about old shitty music?
I do, yeah. I do want to hear about that. Like Scott had an idea for a segment, and I think it's a good idea. Like, I think it can go somewhere. But like, I don't listen to music. Aaron listens to music, but he listens to teeny bop, whatever screamo music.
I'm sure I listen to teeny bop screamo music.
You do, like Scott listens to a lot of stuff. I'm not really sure, but like, what was your idea behind this?
Well, it was just like I said. I was just kind of downloading music for my phone, and I had just kind of. I grew up in the 90s, and I listened to a lot of bands that weren't like mainstream bands, you know?
Yeah.
Dinosaur Jr., Screaming Trees, stuff that you probably have never fucking heard of.
Yeah, I've never heard of any of those.
And the music is like, it's like what I consider like record store music. When you used to be able to go in and look in a fucking case and get music. So I just kind of threw the idea out there. I was like, you know, what if we do a segment of fucking music and like kind of give people like, hey, check out this album or something. But
something
I was
new.
Just like, I don't know how to fucking
It's just like we do with everything. We
present
find
it.
We
so,
find random
well,
things.
That's your segment, so you got to present it. What album do you want to present today?
Well, we were talking about, which I downloaded the entire album, was The Refreshments' debut album, Fizzy Fuzzy Big and Buzzy.
Which
is
never
a great fucking
heard
album.
The Refreshments. You have a like
what?
Sample?
Go fuck yourself. You ever heard of The Refreshments?
Not. Here, dude. You'll
first off, they're from here.
Dude, you know I don't know anything about music. Oh
they're now called Roger
10
Klein.
10 years and you don't know this about me?
They're now called Roger Klein and the Peacemakers.
It's embarrassing.
That's fine. Like you said, I don't know.
You're not typing anything.
It's because it's fucking slow, dude.
Oh, okay.
I know Roger Klein and the Peacemakers. I didn't know that they were the Refreshments
you
before.
Don't know them.
I mean, I've heard of them.
Nope.
Okay.
I used to sing this at karaoke.
This is a great fucking tune, though, man.
You sang one song, and it was T-Rex, so.
No. I used to go to karaoke before you were in the picture.
Of course, it was a fucking ad.
Don't make anything a Super Bowl. Only thing you need to do Super Bowl Sunday is tune in to.
Not watch the Super Bowl.
No.
Yeah, Carlton.
Watch the Super
Bowl.
It's
going to be so boring.
It is. But it's.
Did you just burp into the mic like
dude.
That?
I didn't mean to.
Now we get the video intro. Which
it sounds like you diarrheaed in your...
How far down do you want to go? Well, we could talk it out over a cup of joe. And you could look deep into my eyes. That guy was a supermodel.
Looks like he's beating off.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I like that you have no constructive criticism. You're like, looks like he's beating off. Brian here. Tired of your shit.
Because I'm already bored with music.
Of course you are. Well, yeah, dude, this is a great album. We're not going to listen to the whole song.
No, dude. It's a great album, dude. It's and that's why I kind of, you know, was. Yeah, fucking, I was trying to, like, work and fucking talk at the same time. I can't do both.
Okay.
And
was.
Can you know, I downloaded a shit ton off the Refreshments album, and I was like, this is such a great fucking album, dude, that most people probably don't have any fucking clue who these guys are.
I've never heard this song.
You should download the album.
You've heard of Roger Klein and the Peacemakers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Roger Klein and the Peacemakers now. They started out as the Refreshments.
Oh, okay.
And they kind of disbanded and became Roger Klein and the Peacemakers.
Kind of like the format disbanded and became Fun.
Okay.
But were they not Fun before?
No, the band Fun. Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That was the Format? But not the singer, right?
Nate Roos from the Format. No, the singer from the Format, who used to sleep on my couch.
Yeah, but I thought he was in. I thought he
that.
Started.
That's
like,
why he put that in there. He just wants to be like, yeah, I knew a famous guy once.
But didn't he start Jax Mannequin? Wasn't that his fucking? Who was?
No,
that was from the Format, right?
No. Jeez Louise, dude. No, you're all over the place. I don't know because Jax Mannequin was.
What was the band's name before that?
Yeah, it was Postal Service. God, it's gonna fucking bother me. Hold on, I'll find it right now. Pad.
Well, I don't have anything to pad. I don't know anything about this
just
music.
Call me dumb or something.
You're dumb.
Something
corporate. There you go. Okay. Yeah.
How do you guys know all this?
Because
we like
to music. Yeah.
Fuck. Where do you find this stuff? Where do you find out about this?
Well, I used to listen to the radio, and then I just kind of do my own digging.
But all the shit on the radio is like, it just seems...
Yeah, now.
But see, that's
but
where
not
I,
10 years ago.
That's where I used to go to find music was the fucking the record store. You know, it was like we had...
I went to Bookman's, and I found like 3 Neil Diamond cassettes.
And we had comic books are way more important.
We had the Warehouse. We had Tower Records. We still have Zia Records.
And Brian had all that. He just didn't care.
Yeah, I didn't care. I've never liked music. I just don't like music.
You would
much.
Walk in, they'd be playing a fucking album, and you'd be like, hey, what fucking
I
album
do love
is this?
Me
and they had the
Jax
little
Mannequin, though.
It just sucks for me. I wish I had what you guys have. Like, as far as that ear for music. No, all you have is hate. But, like, no, like, that ear for music, like, everything to me sounds the same. I can't differentiate between bands.
Nah, see, that's where I disagree with certain.
And then when I'm listening to it, I'm like, oh, this doesn't sound like that different.
But certain genres of music, like I could send you so much shit that you'd be like, oh, this is really good. This is great. And it sounds totally different than everything
else.
Send
it to me, and I will let you. We'll play test this,
dude. Here's your fucking homework, dude.
It's
to go home and listen to Fizzy Fuzzy Big and Buzzy by the Refreshments.
Big and Buzzy. Wait, is that a whole album?
It's a whole album.
Ooh,
it's called
a lot of commitment.
Fizzy Fuzzy Big and Buzzy.
Okay. Yeah, 10 songs, a whole fucking, and don't turn it off after the last song's over because there's a secret track.
They were kind of so the Refreshments were kind of like the Gin Blossoms light.
Okay.
For the most part, because the Gin Blossoms were really big.
What songs did they do?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right.
Well. I don't listen to music. How many times do I have to tell you fuckers? I don't
listen to music. We will get you caught up to speed off
Gin
the
Blossoms
air.
Are from here, dude. They have one of the biggest songs ever.
That's fine. Guess what? I haven't fucking met the motherfuckers. Like, I don't know where they're from.
So anyways, maybe this will be a segment. We're talking about fucking music.
Maybe it's
man.
Just going to be a segment of you two teaching me about music.
Yeah. Scott and Aaron teach Brian music.
This is the most
that
fucking Scott has ever talked.
That's good, though. I think Scott needs a segment to force him to talk.
Dude, what time? How much time are we?
We're at 38 minutes.
All right. Let's get into the...
Well, let's preface that we're doing...
Real fast. Brian likes to do this thing where he's like, fuck you guys, I'm leaving, and I'm never going to tell you on the show. I'm just going to do it. So
he told us like 2 weeks ago that he was going
not on the show.
To New Orleans for the Super Bowl.
Right? Yeah, I did say that. Show.
And then you were like...
I said it on the show.
You were like, okay, but New Orleans isn't going to be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
if
yeah,
they're
yeah,
not in
yeah,
the Super
yeah,
Bowl?
Yeah, but anyways...
Remember?
It should have been his...
Member Berries?
It should have been his... should have been his job to remind us, but...
I did remind you.
No,
I
it should have been your job to remind us that we only had a week to do the fucking
Well, I did
movie.
Tell you, so why don't you fucking remember?
Why don't you... Kill yourself. Anyways.
Kill yourself.
So here,
I love
so here we
are
to
going
my friends.
We Dude. Are going to talk about the movie this week instead of next week because Brian's not going to be here.
Right. Yeah.
But I mean, I'm going to be back the next day. You guys are so dramatic.
That is true.
We can wait.
Okay. We're going to wait.
Oh, my God. Why did I watch it today? Why don't we just talk about it now? So let's just talk about it now. Nobody watches the movies anyways. Nobody fucking writes to us. Nobody listens.
Kill yourself,
Brian. It doesn't matter.
Well, we don't know that.
No, we know that, Scott. We don't know that.
We don't know that.
No.
We don't know anything because
this is the only thing that you're ever optimistic about.
I'm optimistic about
iTunes
everything.
Is a fucking cuck that won't let you fucking check anything.
Cuck.
No, it's the wife of the cuck. That's like, no, no, no.
Yeah.
You can't see that.
Nope. You cannot have your metrics.
There's other people that know how to find their downloads, so we need to figure it out.
Well, yeah. So here's...
I like that we're doing, like, we're talking, how many of you listen to us? Tell us, motherfuckers!
It's fine.
Do us a favor, if you do listen, go over to iTunes and just rate the show for us.
Yeah, don't even have to write anything.
Log in, give us a rating.
I don't even care if you give us one star.
Because if you rate us, it pumps us up into the search engines, and people can find us. It'll put us on like trending lists.
Also, just let us know that anybody's there.
And I know the people that listen to our fucking show are lazy as fuck, and yes. Honestly, will not go fucking rate us.
Dude, doing this podcast feels like, you remember in I Am Legend when he just put that fucking signal out and was like, if anybody's out there, that's what this feels like. Because we don't know, because we never get dick back.
Literally, we've offered you money to write in.
Yeah.
Just fucking write in. I will send you money, like my personal money from my bank account. I will send it to you.
Yeah, Aaron will show his luscious titties. If
you don't want to see that, I'll send you money and I'll make you stuff.
Yeah.
I'll act like you're my friend. I'll do whatever. I'll suck your dick. I don't care.
We just need to know.
Yeah.
You'll do what?
We gots to know.
What if I write in?
No. It has to be somebody who's not my friend.
Because that's not real.
I would have just, I don't know, little man-on-man play
you. Just
play the shit.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
All right. So from 1984, our movie was This Is Spinal Tap. Now, it has an audience score of 92% on Rotten Tomatoes and a Fresh Tomato rating of 95%.
Is it the highest movie we've had so far?
No. Maybe
Bullet.
Both.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Bullet.
Was Bullet higher?
I think so. Everybody fucking jerked off to that film.
Which, by the way, I mean, it was not that great.
Was not that great, no. However, Spinal Tap, I do have to say, I fucking enjoyed this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was your movie.
But I've picked movies that I've picked and I haven't enjoyed them.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
It was good. Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and say it wasn't good. No. I don't know if it's 95% good or 92% good, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. I like a good mockumentary. I like I like some of the songs a lot. I like some of the craziness they got into. Plus, I like the fact that one of the dudes is a voice on The Simpsons, and that just made me so happy.
He's multiple voices.
Wait, is that
I know they
Harry,
are.
Yeah, right. Harry Shearer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
He does like Ned Flanders and stuff.
Yeah.
He's also in the movie when they are listening to the radio. He's the voice on the radio who's like, we're going way, way, way back to the oldies.
Yeah, and I looked that up because I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And like Michael McCune, who's in it, he's been in like a ton of shit. And I'm like, holy fuck, I've seen that guy. It was like one of those guys, like, I've seen him before, but.
Oh, Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul.
Like, I couldn't remember. I wouldn't know his brother. Name.
Laverne
and
Shirley.
So it was just crazy to kind of see that. And also, Rob Reiner directed it.
And he stars in it.
Which is funny because like the opening scene when he's talking about Spinal Tap and he's like, you know, I went and saw this band and I saw him at the Electric Banana.
Yeah.
And he's like, they were known for their great stage presence and their punctuality.
Yeah. Overall, I thought the movie was fine. I think I went into it with like too high of expectations because the 95%, I'm like, oh, this is going to be super funny. It was fine.
Yeah. I felt like it dragged a lot towards the end.
Yeah. Like there weren't that many jokes in it. I don't know.
Yeah,
it was,
I don't understand the overwhelming love for it, I guess.
Yeah.
And, I hate to say this over the thing because this is one of Kim's favorite movies and she was laughing the whole time and I was happy for her and I was laughing too at some of the like outlandish stuff like the Stonehenge thing and them getting
the
18-inch
Stonehenge.
Yeah. Getting lost and stuff. But overall I was just like, am I too old to get this? Like, I didn't understand what I was supposed to be laughing at.
From what I understand, though, that in the music community, like people who have been in bands and people who have played music and been on the roads and stuff, I guess this is just like a too close to home fucking
mockumentary, because it anything that's in this fucking movie, they have experienced, they have seen it, they get the fucking jokes, I think, more than like somebody who hasn't been.
But also,
in,
okay,
like,
so that's 92% of people.
Yeah, but like, also, is this like the origination of the mockumentary? Like, was this groundbreaking at that time?
I think
at the time, yes,
so
because
maybe.
People,
so is that why
people thought that Spinal Tap was a real band?
Okay,
when it came out, and they had to have been they had to be told that Spinal Tap was actually not a real band.
Yeah. And I just want to go, like, the songs were great, like you were saying. There were some great lyrics in it that I liked, and I put down a couple.
Big Bottom.
Lick My Love Pump. Heavy Duty Brings Out the Duty in My Soul. Working on a Sex Farm, Plowing Your Bean Field. There's
and they did that song, what was it, for the, like, the military dance?
Yeah.
The, like, the straight up, like.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so fucking hilarious.
It was
working
awkward.
Working on a sex farm. And everybody's just like, what the fuck are these guys singing, dude? But it's a movie about this band who takes themselves very, very fucking seriously.
Well, and they used to be, like, big.
They used to be huge. Like, and then they're trying to come back, and, like, nobody fucking knows who these guys are.
Right.
And, dude, the funniest fucking moment, I thought, was when the fucking bass player got caught in the cocoon.
Oh, yeah.
So they're on stage, and they're one by one being released off these cocoons, and they're going out playing, and the bass player gets fucking stuck.
See, okay. I'm old fuddy-duddy McAaron, but my thing is practicality. The dude's taking a blowtorch to
right.
a fucking saw, and it's still not opening, and it's like, this doesn't make any sense to me, and that's probably where
I think that's where it bridges on the absurdity, though.
Right. Yeah.
Because they're trying to, like, play it up, yeah. and then he finally gets out.
And it's the end of the song.
And they're all back in the cocoons, and he's like, well, fuck, I gotta go back.
Well, and like I was talking to Scott before, like when he's sitting there, he's like, oh yeah, people love my guitar solos. And it just shows him like wailing the guitar. And then it shows him like playing it with his foot. And then he brings out a violin and plays the guitar with the violin and then stops, like tunes the violin and then just goes back to doing it. Like shit like that, where it's so fucking ridiculous, where that was one of the really funny parts of the movie.
My favorite scene was it goes up to 11.
That's one of the greatest scenes that like everybody knows this fucking scene.
Yeah.
He's and like, why wouldn't you just make it louder at 10?
Yeah,
like,
why don't you just make
but
10
it could
louder?
Go up to 11.
Yeah, it can go to 11.
He's like,
this one goes to 11.
He's like, don't touch this guitar. It still has the tags on it. He's like, well, I wasn't touching that. I was looking at it. He's like, don't even look at it.
Yeah.
Also, it was crazy. Like, Fran Drescher was in the movie, and she is gorgeous in this movie. Like,
good,
I think she was like 20 something at that time, but I was like, holy shit, she's not super annoying.
Yeah, that was true. And I like the. The album cover.
Just the black album cover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because they made the black album cover. And, of course.
It reminds me of death.
And they're like, I can see myself in the reflection.
He's like, it's like a black mirror.
Yeah.
But then they go to the record signing and nobody knows who the fuck they are because nobody knows whose fucking album it is.
Yeah.
Because there's just nothing on the fucking album cover.
Did you know that was Paul Scheer from fucking. Not Paul Schaefer, sorry, from the Tonight Show or whatever with Letterman? Paul Scheer?
Huh?
Yeah, the guy in the short shorts.
Paul Scheer or Paul Schaefer?
Whatever, Paul Schaefer, Jesus fucking Christ.
I mean, there is a difference.
Sorry.
Actually, it's Harry Scheer.
Whatever. Fuck me. All right, I'm done talking about it now.
What would you guys give it?
I'd give it a 3 because I liked it enough that I would probably tell other people about it, but I didn't think it was as great as the thing said it was.
Yeah. I'm with you on that, where I'm like, I think I went in with too big of a expectation. It's 2.5. Like, it's fine. I would never really watch it again. It wasn't that funny.
True. Well, if Kim wanted to watch it again, I'd watch it again with her. Maybe
it'd
be funny the second time.
I
feel like maybe a beer fest thing, where maybe you watch it a couple times.
There's so many little things that you pick up in this movie.
Honestly, there were just some really boring parts I kind of checked out on. So I think that's part of the problem. Maybe I just need to go back.
But that's the thing is, if you listen to like a lot of things you're saying, mm-hmm. like you know how they're at the beginning they're talking and they're just talking and talking and talking. But they're talking about how every fucking drummer they've had has died.
Died, yeah.
Like every fucking drummer they've had has a fucking death story.
I picked up on that. He's like, oh yeah, the cops, they told us not to even talk about it or bring it up ever because it's implications in the case. And yeah, dude, I got it because the drummer dies at the end of the movie.
Yeah. I actually gave it a 3.5. Not quite a 4.
Would it be different?
But I think that it actually has. Dude, it's got some funny fucking moments in it.
There's some funny moments. Yeah, maybe I didn't like
it. There's quite a few funny moments. It's the only problem is that they don't they don't drag out together as funny moments. They're right. like funny moment, and then they kind of have to lead into like the next funny moment.
Yeah.
But other than that, man, I mean, I enjoyed it, man. Yeah. I liked it. I thought the movie was funny.
It was solid.
Funny
it
ass
was,
moments. And
not a flop.
Yeah, I liked it too. I don't think anyone's saying they didn't like it. I'm just saying
not. The music is funny.
Yeah.
It's.
I'm just saying it's not 95% on Rotten Tomatoes funny. Maybe 70 or anything like that.
It's 70, 60.
Well, and I think it's a 95 because of the cult following. And I think that's why I picked it, because it has such a cult following. Yeah. And it's one of those movies that I think people just relate to it. And, you know,
well, I mean, if you want to talk about cult followings, you guys want to hear about my pick?
Yeah.
So Brian has the pick this week.
Yeah. So my pick for this next round is a movie called Black Dynamite.
And it's a porn.
It's not a porn.
Really?
No.
It sounds like a porn.
It was made in 2009. It's basically like a kind of like a joke 2009? Satire on like black exploitation movies.
Oh my God.
So it's about this guy. His name is Black Dynamite.
Michael Jai White.
He's the greatest African-American legend. The man killed his brother, pumped heroin into local orphanages, and flooded the ghetto with adulterated malt liquor. Black Dynamite was the one hero willing to fight the man all the way from the blood-soaked city streets to the hallowed halls of the honky house.
Honky house.
I know, it's Aaron doesn't like this because...
No.
It's actually kind of racist.
You don't even understand. Here's
it's
where
got
I'm
a decent fucking percentage on fucking
Rotten
Tomatoes.
Yeah, it's an 83% tomato meter and then 85% audience score.
Here's where I get worried. This is a black exploitation film.
No, it's a it's satire.
I understand, and it's going to be three white guys talking about it, and it just worries me. But we'll be fine.
Arsenio Hall as
nobody listens.
Tasty Freeze.
There is a white guy.
This gets fucking absurd.
There's a lot of good people in it. Michael Jai White played Spawn.
What the fuck is this guy's name?
It's for everybody else.
Kevin Chapman.
Oba?
All right, Kevin Chapman.
Babatunde.
He plays Origins.
Tommy Davidson's in it from fucking Mad TV.
As Cream Corn.
That's a funny name.
So in we'll get 2 weeks and we will review Black Dynamite, and then it'll be my turn, and I'm so excited for my next movie. I can't wait. All right. Are we at the thing?
Yeah. Let's get into Scott's snack of the week.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
Are you like defeated?
So
are you defeated?
I got two.
Oh, okay.
They are, and it's funny because they're kind of an off brand, I guess. It's called Fresh Finds.
Where'd you find these at?
Dollar store.
At Big Lots.
Of course.
God damn it.
Dude, you know what? You know why? Because
you're gay.
So if you go into most grocery stores, they just have basic shit. Okay. You got to go into like these weird fucking dollar stores and shit to find.
But where do
like,
they come from?
Funky shit. Fuck if I know. It says extra crunchy. Here?
Someone's at my house, everybody. I apologize. My dogs are freaking out.
It's probably my wife. Which it says.
I love how it says $1.99 on the bag. It says fresh. That's when you know it's going to suck.
Freshest guaranteed. Best Buy, January 7th.
Oh my God!
I've just fucking seen that.
Oh God damn it! So these are old. How much, Scott? How much?
Only by a couple weeks.
How much did you pay for each bag?
I paid $1.90.
You got fucked. You got fucked because it's already expired, and it says $1.99.
But I didn't see that. The other one's fine though.
It doesn't matter. You see it. It's the fact that you went shopping at Big Lots. This is what to expect from shopping at Big Lots.
The only reason I got them was because of the flavors. They are kettle cooked chip, and one is jalapeno popper.
It better taste like a jalapeno popper.
And then I got the other one especially for Aaron, because I know how much he will fucking rage on this shit.
I already know what it is.
It is sriracha and honey.
Yeah, because we are a nation where we have to put sriracha in every goddamn thing we have. Oh, do you want sriracha? Was this ice cream? Sriracha ice cream. Well, you know what would make these pickles better? Sriracha pickles.
The minute I saw it, I was like, oh, I gotta fucking get this. So we're going to do the jalapeno popper.
Which one's expired?
The one you just ate.
All right, it doesn't taste expired.
It was only by like a week and a half.
Only?
I mean, it's not going to change anything. It's going to be fine.
It don't taste like jalapeno popper.
It doesn't. So I always have this like...
These barely taste like jalapenos.
I always have this like vision of... what it's going to taste like when you say jalapeno popper. I want the creamy.
Yep.
I want the breading seasoning. And then I want the heat from the jalapeno. And all this has is a little seasoning and a jalapeno.
Let me grab another one of those.
Yeah, there's really no, like, there's no creaminess to it. If you're going to fucking say it's jalapeno popper, give me some fucking cream cheese flavor. Give me something.
There's not a lot of that in it.
I mean, they're not bad.
No, they're chips. Like, the consistency is good.
But if you're going to fucking advertise them as jalapeno popper, I need jalapeno popper. Maybe some bacon flavor on there.
Yeah.
Oh, thank Whoops. God there was nothing in that.
Yeah, there's not a lot in there.
Spilling chip.
Oh, man.
Who opened this fucking bag?
Scott opened them.
Oh.
I opened the first one.
You also opened the second one and handed
somebody
it
fucking,
to me.
Dude, somebody tore this right down
yeah,
the fucking
side. Yeah, you handed it to me.
The sriracha honey is not any better. It's actually gross. It tastes like some kind of weird barbecue.
It's actually no flavor, I feel.
It tastes like barbecue-y.
I almost feel like there's like no flavor. Like, at least with the jalapeno, you got a little bit of kick from the jalapeno.
Yeah, the sriracha one, there's not really anything. It's just like a little bit sweet. Maybe. I don't know.
These suck.
They don't suck. It's just there's nothing to them.
What do you mean they don't suck?
Would yeah, you the jalapeno ones are decent. I eat the jalapeno
they
ones.
They honestly just kind of taste like regular chips to me. If we put them in like French onion dip, they'd probably be fine.
The jalapeno ones aren't bad.
Well, I'm
they're not bad.
I'm rating them based on presentation, dude.
Presentation, they're a zero.
Yeah, but I'm not going to give
guys, I mean, one of them's expired.
I give the jalapeno popper one a 1.5 and the sriracha one a 1.5.
So both 1.5.
Yeah.
See, I'm at a 1.5 for the jalapeno ones. The sriracha ones are like a 1.
Because
they fell short of the flavor.
Yeah. I'm a 2 on the jalapeno poppers, a 1 on the sriracha. Those ones are gross.
What is the name and brand of this?
Fresh Finds.
Fuck you, Fresh Finds.
I like how it's just so it's so hypocritical because they're not fresh because they're fucking expired.
I like that you're hung up on the expired thing. I don't think that affected the chip in any way.
No,
it's actually
no. I was making a joke.
About
it says,
he's going back for more.
It says best if used by.
I don't want any more.
The jalapeno ones aren't bad.
Meh.
If you just eat them as a jalapeno,
they're
chip,
so meh in my life.
They're good.
You can get the Lay's kettle chips that are like 1,000 times better, dude.
And that's what I'm saying. They're if you just say as a chip, they're not bad.
Yeah.
But as a jalapeno popper, I want fucking jalapeno popper taste.
Yeah, we
God
all
damn
do.
It.
Yeah.
We all want the jalapeno popper taste.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not the worst one we've had.
We have bad luck with the
when are we going to find like a good snack? Like a really good one.
I want a good one.
One day I'm just going to bring in like fucking ice cream.
Okay, you've done
you
that.
Just
you've
can't
done
fucking,
that before.
No, I mean, like just good ice cream. You just can't fucking go wrong.
We can't just bring like Blue Bunny, Bunny Tracks. Like that's, I mean, it's got to be something like new. Something we've never seen before.
Let's get to the beer and the Bean Boozled and get the fuck out of here.
Oh, God, I forgot about the Bean Boozled. so, yeah, going in the Hop Valley Brewing Company. We've been drinking the Alphadelic IPA. Same fucking thing.
It's a 2.
It's a 2. It's just regular IPA.
It's what we've talked about before. It's just the same goddamn IPA. I swear to God, they make all these, and they're just like, hee-hee.
But I don't understand, like, what makes you go for this IPA that's sitting next to another IPA. They both taste exactly the fucking same.
I don't know. Like, I just went for the can, honestly.
No, I understand. I'm just
the
saying.
The thing I've
like,
noticed about IPAs, though, is that they, again, if it's just a standard IPA, they all taste the fucking same.
Right, but it doesn't make sense. I mean, what are they doing to, you know, fucking get out of the pact?
I think it's just the fucking, it's the name on the fucking can. They think that that's what's going to separate them from everybody else.
Yeah.
It's
and
alpha,
the description.
It's Alphadelic.
Throw
what
some,
is Alphadelic about it?
I don't know.
Throw some
knows.
Fucking mango or some fucking, I don't know, beetle cum in there or something. Be different.
I
wow,
like beetle
cum.
Yeah, why not? So I gave it a 2. What did you give it? Because it's a regular IPA. I'll drink
it's
IPAs.
It's the same thing. Like it's a. Yeah. It tastes like an IPA. It's whatever.
Same yeah, thing.
I've had this a million times.
2 for me.
So we're all 2.
Nothing fucking different except the can's shiny.
All right. Let's do the Bean Boozled. I already know it's going to be me.
We don't know that.
What the fuck, dude?
Oh, it's Scott again.
This is getting fucking ridiculous.
Should we give Scott?
No.
This is getting fucking stupid.
Look,
now.
Okay. He's going to do it today, but this is it.
If we get it next week, then I'm randomizing this motherfucker again.
No. Next week, your name doesn't even go in the hat.
All right. This is bullshit, dude. I don't know what the fuck is with this fucking random.org.
Go back again.
Random.org, you motherfuckers. Like,
they have it out for Scott.
Yeah, it's like, here, we'll do it again. Look, same fucking thing, dude.
He did it again.
Do it again.
Dude, you gotta do it again. Do it again.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So it's not.
This is fucking horseshit, dude. I'm just saying.
So I mean, it's not. We haven't rigged the system.
It's not rigged.
All right, I'm going with the green one. So it's either what, lawn clippings?
No, you did that last week. You have to do another. You have to do a different flavor.
Did I?
You did green last week. Uh-huh. You got the lawn.
See, dude, it all just fucking melds together, dude. I'm doing blue.
All right.
Which one's blue? It's either fucking toothpaste or berry blue.
Now, dude, toothpaste would not be terrible.
Hold on. To be fair, you have done it 3 times, and this is your fourth.
This is my fourth fucking time, dude.
And but you've gotten all good beans.
So I've had a month of fucking bean boozled, dude.
That's crazy.
Your name is out of the hat next
week. Jesus Christ, yeah. Dude. All right, here we go.
Toothpaste or berry?
Listening to you chew makes me want to die.
I don't even know, dude. It's toothpaste.
Is it?
But it's not bad.
Too. That's what I'm saying. Like, how could toothpaste be bad? That's like,
it's like minty. It tastes like toothpaste. Like, if you're fucking toothpaste in your mouth.
That's not bad. Well, you lucked out.
I honestly think I could fucking eat these.
What?
Are they pretty good?
I think I could eat them, dude.
See, now I want to grab. Now I kind of want
just get a bag of toothpaste.
Just a bag of toothpaste fucking Jelly Bellies.
I kind
of
want to grab a blue one. Just
yeah, give me a blue one, too. I'll do it.
Go for it.
Yeah, let's do it.
There we go. Because,
you know, I mean, either way, it's going to be fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe he's lying to us, though.
No, it actually.
No, Scott would have spit it out.
Yeah, honestly, I chewed the whole fucking thing, dude. All right. You both got one? Here we go.
I got Barry.
I think I got berry too, dude.
Really? The toothpaste is very, like, I could feel, like, the mintiness of it in my mouth. But it's actually kind of fucking good. Is that weird?
No, because toothpaste, it has to taste good.
I might have gotten toothpaste.
It's very minty. Very minty.
Oh, I just got toothpaste. Scott, that's fucking delicious.
It is. I'm telling you.
That tastes like those, Wintergreen Lifesavers.
Yes, exactly. It's got that, like, cooling. Mm-hmm.
How is that a bad one? Fuck you, Bean Boozled.
The same one?
I don't know.
Aaron literally has no taste buds anymore.
They both tasted fine, but I got more minty one on the first one, so I'm assuming
that's probably the toothpaste one.
What would it take for you to take a handful of Bean Boozled and you have to swallow the whole thing?
Buy me the flamethrower.
Just kidding. All right, guys. It's been a great show.
All right. So we rated everything, right?
Yeah,
we rated everything.
Kim's not going to yell at us.
Not that. Just, yeah. Remember, we had to run back up and redo it last week. All right. So it's been a week, guys. Or it's been a show. We next. Okay, then you guys fucking do it.
This is where we're saying you have to stop being over emotional. Like, you screw up. And we're just giving some shit.
In English, please.
He's doing his thing where he's gonna protest.
He's like, I'm out.
He's got his pink hat on.
You must be kidding, aren't you?
So right. Anyways, thanks for tuning in
to
the Sick Invite Podcast.
It's been a great show this week. You can email us. Please email us at sickinvitepodcast@gmail.com. He's tapping his foot to signal that he's so upset. We get it, Aaron. We get
upset.
That you're upset.
I'm not upset, but you guys want to fucking rail on me for the way
Aaron
I
does.
Talk? I'm so upset.
No one can see
I'm
you.
I'm going to cry, and so that way they'll apologize to me. Sickinvitepodcast@gmail.com. Sickinvite on Facebook. Follow us there. You can watch the Riblet video. You can watch the video of me with Greg Sotero. You can watch a bunch of other things. We have a lot of updates on the Facebook page, so go there. You still got a week to send in an email, so I'll show my tits online, which I really don't want to do.
I'll show my tits online.
What else? Oh, next Sunday is Super Bowl. There will not be a show up that night. We will be doing it Monday night. So
yeah, it'll be a day later. So
so
sorry, Crystal.
Yeah, sorry, Crystal. We'll Yeah, so I'm Aaron.
I'm Brian.
And Scott.
And this was Sick Invite Podcast. Thanks so thank you so much for listening, guys. We'll see you next week.
All right. Well, see you later.